You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host, and welcome to Our Beliefs Define Our Universe with our guest, Ellie Rosell, the owner at Core Belief Engineering. She's based out of White Rock in Canada. You can reach out to her a couple different ways, actually. You can jump on her website, which is corebelief.ca. That's core, C-O-R-E, belief.ca, or give her a call directly as well. Main number, 604-536-7402, and find out more about their method, what she can do for you, and how she can help you. And you can also say hello to her right here, right now. Ellie Rosell, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Thank you so much, Rick. I'm doing great.
All right.
Ready to go.
Great to hear. And again, if you haven't heard Ellie before, well, then strap in. She's got some great stuff. For those who may be hearing you for the first time, though, Ellie, do me a favor. Just give everybody a little bit of your background and what you do as the owner at Core Belief Engineering.
Okay. Well, this is into my more than 30 years of doing this. This is a method that I developed myself, based on many other giants who were helping me many years ago. And this method that I use is designed to help identify and change personally held core beliefs that are being held by your mind that may be stopping you, or maybe sometimes we're enhancing beliefs that are helping you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
For instance, like something like, oh, I'm too. Nobody loves me because I'm terrible.
Right. I don't think well of myself, or right. I'm a bad person, or those kinds of things that people sometimes think they don't still believe that, but parts of them may still hold on to it,
right.
And it does sabotage their progress. So this is a fine tuning method for helping move people forward who may have already done a fair bit of work.
Right. And, you know, you back that up with the book, Changing the Mind, Healing the Body, where you've done some case study work on this, right?
Yes, yes. It's an easy-to-read book. It's only $20 Canadian, and it's easy to get. You can order it off my website or by calling me. We take orders over the phone, too.
Right. Right. So it's easy to get. And, again, the website is corebelief.ca. That's corebelief.ca. Now, when you're talking about you know, these kinds of things, you know, there's a lot of things in people's heads, you know,
yes.
Ellie, that kind of, and it speaks to what you're talking about, really, that get into our way. Now, how are we able to deal with these? How can we remove these things?
This is done through the method that I developed. The method that I developed is called the Core Belief Engineering Processes, and it's basically through a guided internal dialoguing and questioning until we find where the things that need repair, and where you can find the energy that's necessary to make the change.
Right.
So it's very personal. It's very highly customized to the individual.
Right. Now, I know you wanted to get into the topic of spirituality and religion, which can be very, you know, it can be a little tough for some people, right?
It's a tough one because I deal with beliefs, a lot of people are worried that I'm going to, you know, be stuck in some kind of religious or biased belief system because of the beliefs. And I'm going, right. Well, I'd like to address that. That's why I wanted to talk about this, is because I work with people who are Christian, who are loose Christians, who are Catholic, who are Muslim, who are Hindu, any other, even Shintoism. But the thing is that a belief is a belief, and I don't ask anyone to change their religious beliefs, nor do I ever have any prejudices against them. But I do have a lot of experience working with and around these areas with people because it is sensitive. And people will be working, and their spiritual beliefs, their religious beliefs, or even the history, the cultural religious beliefs may be intruding on their own well-being and psychology. Sometimes it's sometimes some of the beliefs are generations old and they no longer believe those beliefs, but they still are affecting giving a person fear and so forth. I mean, for example, people who interpret the Bible in a very negative way to create fear and self-doubt and self-loathing versus people who interpret the Bible to lift up the spirits and give guidance that would help a person through tough spots in their lives. And that makes a big difference. That there's a core belief right there that I would have to look at with a person as to, you know, are they damaging themselves right. with their interpretations of these things?
Right. Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about that. Because it is definitely. It's really important.
Yeah, I was going to say that does affect, you know, people could be part of the same, you know, religion or, you know, that kind of thing, but they look at it differently. And you're right, it does affect them differently.
Yes. We could belong to the same church and still have a different attitude that affects how we feel. If we feel God loves us, if we deeply believe that we're one of God's children, this is going to have a very different effect on our confidence and our self-esteem right. than if we feel that God is going to punish us and that we're going to go to hell and that, you know, that this is, that we're doomed, you know, right. this is the roots of many people's depression.
Right. Now what's the approach that you use with Core Belief Engineering to deal with
well,
that?
Because I do have my own personal spiritual beliefs, and I was raised in a Catholic background, very Christian and Catholic, and I don't practice either one. I, you know, be very, very honest here, but I do believe that these things have helped people tremendously. Now, what I have boiled it down to, since I need to be very neutral, is that everything, this may sound kind of controversial, but I'm going to say it, the one big difference between a live body and a dead body, just take that, let's reduce it down to the simplest, most reductionist point of view.
Okay.
The difference between a live organism and a dead organism, is there something there that we could call it spirit or soul or life force or God energy, we don't know. I mean, we can call it anything we want, but there's that essential difference, and that difference is the basis of where we have our mysticism, our various different approaches towards life, and as far as anything beyond that, anything beyond our, you know, the livingness of ourselves is a belief system. Everything's an interpretation and an addition. We've built huge traditions and cultural icons of, you know, how the other side is. And we've, you know, spiritual messages from the Bible, from mediums, from wise seers, from prophets. We have track records of this all through the centuries, but really, the scientists will tell you there's absolutely no proof.
Right.
And there's no proof. So basically everything that we live with our spirituality is a belief. We believe it. We create, and it does affect our lives what we believe. Of course it does. And it's hard to say that wouldn't affect a person's psychology because our beliefs are our beliefs.
Yeah, it's true. It's almost like, you know, feelings. You know, it's like my feelings are mine. You know, what one person might interpret as, hey, that wasn't a big deal, might be a big deal to another person because of of how they interpret it and how it makes them feel. You can't quantify. You can't say, here's my feeling. You can feel it and touch it and see it.
Exactly. Well, then this is the thing. This has been the virtue of faith, where we say, okay, we know we don't have any proof that any of these religious figures really existed, or that they were divinely, truly divinely guided. And what does divine mean, and all of that. But at the same time, it's been that pursuit that's given us our morals, our ethics, our guidances for behavior in society. I mean, the Ten Commandments ostensibly came from Moses, from God, and, you know, those are pretty useful guidelines for living together in mass.
Yeah, they're kind of popular from what I hear.
Exactly. And they're very pragmatic. They're very, and then we look at the, you know, the another model of the seven deadly sins, and all of those are issues that human beings and mammals have to deal with, and all of us have a little bit of vanity or a little bit of these quote sins in us, but it's the excess of greed or excess of lust or excess that really creates problems in our world.
Right. Yeah. It's like that old saying. It's not money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money.
Exactly. You know? Or the greed.
Right. And people leave that part out. They forget about it. Hey, we do have a caller on the line here.
Wonderful.
For you, Ellie. So let's do that. Caller, hello. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hey,
very
what's your name?
Hi. How are you? It's Trish.
Hi, Bill.
All right. Do you have a question for Ellie?
I do. I know you said this is a method that you created, but it sounds like it could be rooted in hypnotherapy because of how it works. Are you a hypnotherapist also?
Well, I was trained in hypnotherapy, but I don't do hypnotherapy with this because I really believe that it's useful and essential to involve the conscious mind in the process. Now, that said, occasionally people will slide spontaneously into a trance during the work, and in that case, it's useful to know, you know, how to give a gentle, positive suggestion to help the person to process something that they're working on.
Right.
And but no, I do not actively go after hypnotizing people.
Okay. Yeah. I just wondered about that, but you are prepared if that kind of thing happens.
That's right. You need to know that people can slide into a state of sort of reverie of some sort, but it's actually kind of rare. I usually, most of the time, everybody's pretty, I'd say 95% of the time, 98% of the time, people are wide awake during the entire session.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Good question. Good question.
Yeah, great question, and thank you for listening and for chiming in. We appreciate that. Hey, we do have to take a quick break, though. So let's do that. Ellie, we'll take a quick break. Again, if you do want to speak to Ellie live, feel free and ring us up, or you can reach out to her direct. It's Core Belief Engineering. She is the owner. Corebelief.ca is the website, or give her a call directly at 604-536-7402 and find out more about this great process, this great method she developed. Look into the book. It's right there on the website. You can check out. It's called Changing the Mind and Healing the Body. 8 case studies in transformational belief change work. It gives you an inside view of the dynamics of this method, which is Core Belief Engineering. So look into it, learn about the book. Quick break, more with Ellie after these words right here on Elevated Radio.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I used to literally plan my day around my cigarettes. I felt that I should give up. No matter how much I tried, it just failed miserably. I think if left to my own devices, it possibly would have ended up a disastrous effort yet again, as it has done many times before. The doctor was there to support you, and it's in their interest and in everybody's interest for you to stop smoking.
Speak to your healthcare professional about all the treatment options to help you quit, or go to quitwithhelp.co.uk. Brought to you by Pfizer.
On a Cape Cod shore, 16 striped bass fish and a horseshoe crab were found dead, killed by a harmful algal bloom. The town blamed excessive lawn fertilizer for polluting the water. They restricted lawn fertilizing to once a year. The state overruled, mandating 5 times a year. Though the striped bass died on a Falmouth shore, fertilizer pollution is a national problem, clogging our waterways. If you believe in our rights to clean water and beaches, if you want to stop the killing of fish by excessive fertilizer, please join with us. Make a donation for responsible stewardship. Acting together, we can have clean beaches and more fish. Please visit www.donateforoceans.org. That is www.donate4oceans.org.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome back to Elevated Radio again. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host, and you're listening to Our Beliefs Define Our Universe with our guest, Ellie Rosell. You're wondering about the title of the show? Well, it all has to do with the work that she does. As the owner of Core Belief Engineering, reach out to her, either through the website or by giving her a call. And again, you know, when you go to that website, there's a lot of great information about Core Belief Engineering and what it is, the method, how it can be used for, you know, whether you're struggling with relationship issues or other personal issues. Maybe you're angry all the time, like some people seem to be, or maybe you're just blah all the time. It can all be helpful for you. Reach out 604-536-7402 to find out more. Or like I said, the website, corebelief.ca. And you can also reach Ellie through there as well. And Ellie, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yeah,
my privilege.
And ours as well, because you know what? Unless you're out there talking about this stuff, most of our listeners wouldn't be hearing about it. So thank you for doing that. And you know, then she's got the book as well. If you do want to look into that, that's available, called Changing the Mind, Healing the Body. And it deals with exactly what, you know, the work that she does. Hey, we do have a caller online. I want to go to that first, okay?
Certainly.
All right. Caller, hello. Are you there?
Hi, I am here. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Lori.
Hey, Lori, you got a question for Ellie?
Yeah, Ellie, how quickly does this work? Like, and I'm only asking because I know some therapy takes years, right?
Well, you know, there are so many different theories and philosophies right now around therapy. There's actually core beliefs held by the therapists themselves about the therapy. So how long does it take? And is a very good question, because, first of all, there's not a hard, fast answer. Quite a few of the things that people bring to me as a presenting problem are resolved or changed within one or two sessions. Now, one or two sessions might be a month apart, and the sessions are longer. They're like not just one-hour sessions, but they're maybe a few hours at a sitting, because we go in fairly deep, and it needs to go at the right timing for a person. So I would say that, yes, most people experience some change after the first session, and maybe exactly the change they wanted. And many people need a second session to just shore that one up. So I consider this to be a fairly fast method, and yet I also know that people who really get into personal growth and development will want to work on a number of different things. So they might work on, I've had people come in, say, because they had a fear of flying, and we've solved it, or fear of something, and we've solved it. And then I may not see them for many years or a few years, and then they come in because something else came up. So I kind of feel like sometimes I'm a tune-up artist to help people get through the rough spots, because I don't try to engender long-term therapy goals, although I can do that, but I prefer to help people get through something and get them back on their feet. So it depends. It really does depend. I hope that answers your question, Lori.
Yeah, it does. I see what you're saying.
Right.
It does. All right.
So we go fairly quickly. I would say a fast change, but it's very deep and it's very carefully engineered. That's why I use the word engineering, because it is very delicate work with energy, with your thoughts, your emotions, your conscious beliefs, your subconscious beliefs. It's kind of wading through this subjective reality that isn't well mapped. So this method helps you navigate that, and then the results are generally pretty much right away.
Right.
Pretty much. I can't say 100%, because sometimes something's really got a lot of hooks into the person's reality, and maybe there's other people involved who are reinforcing the problem, so that can be a factor. So there's lots of factors.
All right. Okay. Lori, was that helpful?
Thanks. Yeah, it really was. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for checking us out and calling in. Hey, let me ask you this, too, because, you know, you mentioned that sometimes, you know, when you're working with somebody, Ellie, you know, they'll have that main issue. And you'll be able to deal with it kind of quickly in terms of one or two sessions. But do you find sometimes that people are actually hiding that real issue, that they're almost embarrassed to share it, and that it comes out later?
Yes, that's a fact. It can be. You know, a lot of this is about building a trust with the therapist and building a trust within yourself to dare to face things in ourselves that might be, we could call them our demons or our dark side or whatever. But the thing is, everybody has them, and things we're ashamed of or we're afraid of. And yes, that can very much happen, that something, we might take the lid off of something else. But usually we find that out pretty quickly, because I'm trying to think that one person had an issue he had in his roots, he had the tendency or the possibility that he could be a child molester.
Oh, wow.
And that came up after about three sessions, and we wouldn't have never found that if we hadn't spent the three sessions. And I think we saved the world from one more of those guys, and he's a much happier person. But yes, there are occasionally those buried things that we don't even know are there until we've uncovered other things.
Yeah,
and the person has... It's really developing the trust that yourself can recover, that even if something is terribly unacceptable inside, that we can recover from it. We can be healed. And sometimes that helps with prayer. Sometimes it helps with the therapy itself, you know, or both.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, if you can get to something like that, that could really, you know, not only be damaging to that person, but to others. I mean, that speaks volumes about, you know, the potential of the work that you're doing here for people.
Well, thank you. I think of the important thing too is that I mentioned religion and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
I would say another thing I wanted to mention is that people who are, quote, into the New Age movement, who are very into energy and all the sometimes even the fads of the latest therapy of the month and the spirituality, meditation is good, yoga, various different insightful methods that are out there. Even these approaches have within them their core beliefs. Now, I have published, it got taken down for some reason, but I'm having it put back. Because I really believe that we all need to be right up front with what we believe, so that somebody who comes to us as a client knows, okay, this is Ellie's bias, or this is so-and-so, this is what they believe.
Right.
If this is what they believe, do I really want to see this person? So I've fully disclosed what I believe are my guidelines and core beliefs with regards to the therapy and people and so forth. And that page will be back up on my site this week. Part of my site was changed, and so that one accidentally got eliminated, but it'll be back.
All right.
But I do think that we have to look at even the core beliefs of the therapist, whether they're a hypnotherapist or whether they're a faith healer. You know, what are their beliefs, and those are going to affect the effectiveness and the quality of their work.
Right. Yeah, because it might come into play as a factor. You know, maybe an unknown bias, you know, towards one thing or another, but they don't really realize it.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. I would say the one thing about doing therapy and this kind of life coaching or the various ways of helping people get through the hurdles in their lives is that we really need to be clear about, how are we going to be influencing people? And I think you can't replace experience. I mean, this is something that, I started this over 30 years ago, and I was really good at doing it, compared to now to then, I'm much even better now because I have the perspective of life and understanding, you know, where people are more likely to change, because sometimes cultural things that are the cultural memes that are going through our society through the internet. I mean, my goodness, we are, you know, the fact that we can be manipulated,
right?
You know, but through media is not a big surprise. But it's important to know what we believe because this is what, this is our job, is to know what are our principles and our core values so that we aren't so susceptible to being manipulated by fake news or other things like that.
Right, yeah, exactly. Hey,
propaganda.
Right, exactly. And you know what? It's a great thing to leave on to make sure that, you know, you do pay attention to those things because it's easy to get sucked in. Give yourself a break. Do your own research. Say hello to your neighbors. It's not as bad as people make it out to be out there. You know, so
right.
Keep that in mind. Hey, for the next time we talk, Ellie, I know we're going to be talking about money and success, right?
Yes.
All right. So that's something good to look forward to. See, there's always something positive. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. We've been talking with our guest, Ellie Roselle. If you want to reach out to her, find out more about this great method she created, check out her book as well, Changing the Mind, Healing the Body. Reach out to her, corebeliefs.ca. That's corebeliefs.ca. Or give her a call. Very simple, very easy, friendly to talk to, 604-536-7402. As always, Ellie, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
You got it. And wait, can't wait till next week.
Yes, me too.
Right. Talk to you then. Till then, have a great week, and we'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.